We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
7:51 on the morning show. Joe D'Ambrosio filling in for the Ray Man, who's back from vacation on Monday. We welcome in the mayor of the great city of Hartford, the Honorable Luke Bronin, who won the Democratic primary in overwhelming fashion on Tuesday night. Mayor, good morning. Congratulations.
Thanks, Joe. How you doing?
I'm good. It's good to talk to you. Obviously, you felt confident going in, but your margin of victory was pretty substantial. Did that surprise you at all?
Look, I didn't spend a lot of time, making predictions. We worked really hard to get our message out. You know, we communicated everywhere we could and knocked on a whole lot of doors and talked to a whole lot of voters. So obviously, it was a good night. I'm grateful to the voters who, shared my view that we've got a lot of work to do, but we've made some really, really good progress, and we've got to keep it going.
You've always, in your term as mayor, walk the streets, talk to people. So that comes naturally for you. When you talk to people this time around, what were their major concerns that they want to see addressed in a second term?
You know, the truth is, most of what I hear when I'm out there are the things that affect people most directly. I'm talking about things like speed bumps and potholes, basic quality of life issues. Some of which we've made some progress on, some of which we've got to do a lot better, and we're working hard on. The other issues are the ones that we talked about. People want to see their city growing. They want to see economic development. They want to see jobs coming in. They want a city where their kids can find opportunity and stay. And that's the tougher but critical long-term work, and that's the work we've, been starting to make some really good progress on and getting some momentum for the first time in a long time with a ton of room to go.
Do you hear a lot about crime in the city?
Yes, and I talk a lot about it. You know, we have this is the toughest and most painful issue that we've got. The overall, if you look at nonviolent crime, burglary, larceny, it's down pretty dramatically. But the gun violence persists, and just as in many cities, it is devastating to our communities. And as a mayor, I've had to go to way too many funerals of young people who have lost their lives and sit in living rooms with moms who've lost their kids. And we're trying hard on a bunch of fronts. You know, we've hired a whole bunch of police officers, more than 100 police officers. We've invested a lot in technology and worked really hard to build community partnerships with groups that are out there every day in and around our city. But, I think there's two critical pieces that we're trying to get better at and that we're spending a lot of time on. One is the day-to-day work of de-escalating and intervening when there are tensions or fights that could give rise to violence. And then the second is the longer-term work of addressing the roots of this. And a lot of this is rooted in decades of trauma. And so it's working with our hospitals, it's working with mental health professionals, it's trying to address some of that deeper traumatic experience that people carry with them.
How frustrating is it from a local level to see that things aren't progressing the way you'd like them in that regard on a national level?
It is frustrating. You know, a lot of the guns that we see come in here come from states that have laxer laws. You have guns that come down so often in exchange for drugs from up north, states like Vermont, down south, states like Virginia. I wish that we could get a national consensus on at least a few basic issues. I think the truth is there is a consensus. There's just no political action at the federal level. So I think that we really have to tackle this from the national level and at the local level. We've got to get serious about common sense gun reform. And I hope at the state level and with our partners like hospitals, we can do a little bit more to focus on that issue of trauma.
Talking to Hartford Mayor Luke Bronin after his primary win, overwhelming win, on Tuesday night. Mayor, do people talk to you a lot about the Dono Project and wanting to see it continue and complete it eventually?
Yeah, absolutely. People are excited about that. there were a lot of people who had a lot of skepticism about the baseball project. And as you know, I had some significant concerns about the project because of the financial aspect of the deal. I didn't think the numbers worked. But the thing that everyone has been excited about from the start is the prospect of getting mixed-use development in that area that begins to knit our neighborhoods back together and connect, you know, downtown to Upper Albany and North Main and bridge that divide that was created by 84. And I think we're pretty close to being able to get some shovels in the ground and get that work moving, and I think people are excited about that. But it's also true that there is a lot of economic development happening throughout the city. You know, if you look up at Blue Hills, Upper Albany, you've got schools, historic schools that are being brought back. You've got old post-war housing projects that have been deteriorating for a long, long time that are being replaced with high-quality, affordable housing. There's, you know, Albany Avenue streetscape. Down in Parkville, there's the Parkville Market and a whole bunch of other stuff, you know, new library, a whole bunch of organic growth down there and creative enterprise that's building. And you look at Coltsville, where you've got that whole factory complex that's come back, or both commercial and residential. You have Dillon Stadium that's bringing thousands of people in for soccer and as a community asset. You've got a Boys and Girls Club that is going up, you know, with philanthropic dollars just around the corner from there. So it's about trying to do economic development that focuses on jobs and job creation, on residential, and on recreation and opportunities for young people. And that's the formula that we're trying to reproduce, you know, everywhere we can.
Final question before we let you go. I know people, everybody wants to say the primary is the de facto election, but you still have a general election campaign to run in November against Stan and whoever else wants to, you know, qualifies and wants to take you on.
Look, I don't take anything for granted ever. We ran hard all the way through this primary. I'll run hard all the way through November. And in the meantime, I'll keep working hard to keep the progress going in the city. You know, it was we have not taken our foot on the gas at any point. Just a couple of weeks ago, you know, even in the midst of this campaign, we were working to recruit a global you know, digital transformation company, Galaxy. We were able to get them, you know, in here just a couple weeks before. So over the next few months, even as I try to do everything possible to work to keep the work going in the city, I'll also be running a strong campaign through November.
Mayor, as always, thanks for the time. Again, congratulations. Good luck, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Mayor.
Sounds good.
Mayor Luke Broden from the city of Hartford.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.